Why is America and the world confronted with so many horrendous problems? And why are we confronted with such awful terrorism that seems like there is nothing that can stop it? That we have not enough police, not enough snoopers, not enough listeners, not enough people who are honest and trustworthy to stop the evil of terrorism and drugs and crime. Why is that? Is the hand of God behind it? What is it that we are doing or not doing that is causing all of these major problems to arise? It is because of murder. State-sponsored, Supreme Court ratified, legalized murder. Oh yes, we get upset when there's a terrorist attack. Let's punish them and let's get them. But this legalized murder goes on every day. Now there are some people trying to stop it, but they don't have the power, because it's not politically correct to stop it. And it begins in our schools. And this murder happens every single day because our children have been taught that it's perfectly all right. And that there are those adults who will help and assist in this murder. And that it's perfectly legal. But the question is it legal or permissible by God? And since very few people read anything about this in the paper, they do not know that spread out through all the cities and towns of America, every single day, this legalized murder takes place to the tune of 3,000 every single day. Some people are trying to stop it, but they are looked upon as kooks and nuts. And that murder is the willing destruction of the most innocent lives, those in their mother's womb. And the murder is abortion. And because this has not been stopped, and because this nation is headed down, unless there is intervention politically, spiritually, and individually, and unless there is a change in morals and the way people behave, God's correction is going to come even harder and more difficult, because we have sanctioned and legalized the murder of the most innocent and have made sex into just an activity for pleasure and sensuality, having no responsibility at all for the actions that follow. And the cries of those innocents that have been killed rise up every day to God. And God is punishing this nation from one end to the other, from the least to the greatest, from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, for the evil of legalized murder. And those organizations and those politicians and those leaders who sanction it, promote it, and sponsor it, God's judgment is coming upon this whole nation. And the mothers who have abortions are responsible. Those who offer the services are the direct murderers of the most innocent of lives, of whose then body parts they sell or destroy. If those murdered babies could talk, Their cry would be, "Mommy, why did you kill me? Mommy, what happened to me? Why was I destroyed? Mommy, don't you love me? Mommy, I was a beautiful little girl. I would have looked just like you." That's the cry that God hears.